and Dankerville is going to bring him down in the backfield, way back at the 10-yard line. Guess who? Number 52, Curtis Vogel, with another stop. Loss of 7.
And they try to pitch it out to Lane Torrey. Keep the pressure away from Hunter James. Kind of use him as your decoy. And the pitch was behind him on that option pass. And it hits the ground. Lane Torrey does a good job of picking it up, making a guy miss. But when he makes that guy miss, he has no momentum going forward. And Curtis Vogel absolutely knocks him down.
And we have a timeout called by Kingston with 10:14 left in the second quarter. Dave Hansen, a third and 10, or third and goal from the 10-yard line for Kingston, trailing 12-0 to Deckerville. What is Brandon Jones setting up for his Kingston squad?
It's four down territory. You do not need to score in this play, but he's dialing up something that he really likes to go to, and I fully expect read option or just a straight drop back by Hunter James and let him read the defense. And if there's a passing lane, a quick slant or some sort of route where you try to confuse the defenders, he's going to take it. If not, he's going to ask his quarterback to run.
10:14 left in this first half. It's 12-0. Deckerville leading the Kingston Cardinals. Other area scores. MLS has taken the lead. They lead Ubley in the second quarter. They just scored for the second time tonight, 14-6, with 6.5 to play in the second quarter. Otherwise, we heard Harbor Beach leading Saginaw Novell at the end of the first quarter, 8-0, and all squared between Cassidy and Sandusky at 8 apiece. Game in front of us, Deckerville 12, Kingston nothing, but the Cardinals knocking on the door for the first time this evening. New Lothrop, end of the first quarter. New Lothrop 28, Lakers 6.
End of the first quarter
end
there?
End of the first quarter. New Lothrop, maybe for real this year. Kingston, Hunter James under center, third and goal from the 10. He's in trouble, scrambling to his left, throws down, has a receiver open, but overthrows it. And it looks like flag flies at the very end. Pass was intended for number 30. That'll be Caleb Goss. But a flag flies after the play. And, Dave, this more than likely is going to be roughing the passer and an automatic first down.
Yeah, they've already signaled. I think Derek Snyder's your guilty party. And, unfortunately, I did not see how the tackle went down. But I watched the pass fall incomplete and the flag fly in the backfield. It can't be anything else, Clark. And that is a devastating penalty for the Deckerville defense as they were about to force fourth down and 10 after starting at first and goal from the 3.
The flag was way back at the 24-yard line. And now Kingston has a first and goal from the 5 with a receiver wide each way. James in the shotgun has Goss to his left. Quarterback keeper to his left breaks an ankle, and he's in standing up untouched. Touchdown, Kingston. 10:02 left in the second quarter, and Kingston's on the board for the first time tonight. It's now Deckerville 12, Kingston 6.
Oh, poor Derek Snyder. He gets the penalty, and then he's the one that is one-on-one with Hunter James in one juke move, and Hunter James is able to go right by him, showing that athletic ability that we've heard so much about, and a very impressive score by Hunter James to get Kingston back in this game. Down one score, chance here to add on two more.
Going for two. And Hunter James throws right down the middle of the field, and it is brought in. The two-point conversion is caught as he was falling down. That would be number 87.
Jack Green,
of course. The two-point conversion is good, and we're at a four-point ballgame. 10:02 left in the second quarter. Deckerville 12, Kingston 8, right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand-new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and Mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25. In Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit moreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Ten plays, 55 yards, and ends in a touchdown on a quarterback keeper for Hunter James from 5 yards out, and it's 12-8. Deckerville's lead cut down to 4 points as the two-point conversion was good as well. 10:02 left in the first half.
Looks like Ozentoski just rolled in touchdown for the Bearcats, so they're back in that game now with MLS.
Onside kick comes in at the 35-yard line on a line drive, and he gets all the way out to about the 42-yard line. That would be number 12 for the Deckerville Eagles. Joe DeVault, tackle made by Caleb Goss for Kingston. First and 10 from the 42-yard line for the Deckerville Eagles, leading by 4 points, 12-8.
Now the Kingston offense gets going here finally. The Deckerville defense gives up a touchdown, but not the way you think they would. A big penalty really hurt them on that drive and allows Kingston's drive to continue, and Hunter James makes them pay for it. And that's what good teams and good players do, Clark. So we'll see now. Deckerville comes back on the field, see if they can get a score back.
It's a pitch out to the right, and he gets back inside. That would be number 8, Carlos Ibarra. He has positive yards now across the 45 and maybe out to the 46 even. Tackle made by number 41 for the Kingston Cardinals. That would be Andrew Tucker, defensive tackle. And a hard-fought 4 yards for Carlos Ibarra.
No doubt about that. That play was going nowhere fast. And a change of direction and a juke move up the middle was a lot of running and moving around for a couple, 3, maybe 4 yards. But a nice run by Ibarra not to give up on the play. And now second down 6 with 9:20 left to go in the first half. Deckerville has the football.
Kind of Thunder center, quarterback keeper on a second down and 6, and he gets out to midfield, maybe even side Cardinal territory. No, they're going to mark him right down at the 50-yard line for a 5-yard gain. Tackle made by middle linebacker Colton Stadler.
Anytime Kingston thinks they have a read on the play call, I think the quarterback kind of has the ability to change the play at the line, but when those D tackles split apart, kind of just taking the ball and following his center right down the field, and it's an easy 4 every time he's done it. I think he's gotten 4 yards all 3 times, and this one was no different. The ball placed down at midfield, and just 2 yards now for a first down, 3rd and 2 for Deckerville.
I formation, kind of under center. Handoff right up the middle to Ibarra, has the first down inside Kingston territory, down to about the 42-yard line for a 7-yard pickup. Tackle made by number 13, Aaron Kaler, defensive end for Kingston. First and 10 inside Kingston territory, 12-8, Deckerville leading, 8:35 left in the first half.
6 tackles already for Kaler on that defense. He has been all over the field.
Wow, look at that. Absolutely. Leading 5 for Kaler. 4 for James.
Well, he's got 6 there. Excuse me, the sixth one up.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk to Doug Cole about that. I'm not sure what's going on. We'll figure it out.
There we go. All right. Got things squared away. First and 10 from the 43-yard line, inching inside Kingston territory. Kenneth gets the snap, hands it off to Ibarra. Gets tripped up by his own lineman as he's trying to leap over Curtis Vogel. Vogel got tripped up. And tackle made by number 53, Gunnar Thompson, after a 1-yard gain. 2nd down and 9 from the 42.5.
And that Deckerville offensive lineman had Gunnar Thompson pinned to the ground, but he was able to get a hand and wrap around the leg of Carlos Ibarra, who wasn't able to get away from it. And there was a few seconds where it felt like nothing was happening, and took another Kingston guy to come over and finish him up. But a good play by Gunnar Thompson, even though he was getting blocked to the ground. Normally it's not a place you want to be, but he's able to salvage a situation and get himself a tackle for, and only allowed a 1-yard gain by Deckerville.
Ibarra and Lamont check out, and they're going for this 2 wide to the right and empty backfield for Kenneth, and he calls a timeout. A little confusion there with 7:24 left in the second quarter. Deckerville 12, Kingston 8. In the first week of the postseason between Kingston and Deckerville.
No doubt about it. Just the game we expected. It felt a little lopsided for the home team to start this game, but Kingston does what they do best. They put a good drive together, especially at a time of need, get right back in this game, get the 2-point conversion. And now it's just a 4-point game, but Deckerville has the football, and you could see Isaac Kenneth there. There was a confusion on the play call, and he had his hands up in the air and had to call timeout. So no other reason other than to make sure that this play call is correct and that everybody's on the same page here. 7:24 to go in the first half. Deckerville leads 12-8 with the football here as Kingston trying to get off the field for the first time tonight. That defense has been winded and been run on tremendously in this first half.
You know, that's one of the few things that Bill Brown told the Tribune, was that, you know, one way to negate the effectiveness of Hunter James is to keep the ball out of his hands.
Right, which means they're very happy to score on that first series, but they scored in about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes and 2 seconds, yeah.
I'm just going to say, it was not long, and they went right down the field on Kingston. Of course, you can never turn down a touchdown, but he's right. If he can methodically get the ball down the field, get first downs, and keep Hunter James on defense, that's the best place for him if you're playing against Kingston.
Yeah, that second drive, 7 minutes and 23 seconds off the clock, covering 55 yards and 14.